The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to Barrington Awaken, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for tuning in. Beautiful day. Nice weather. I had to go for an early bike ride this morning. It's a long story behind that one, but I had fun on the road and it's warm and nice and you should enjoy it. Today is the Pride Parade downtown Toronto. If you're nearby, you want to check it out, go in support of and enjoy the festivities. It's a part of your city. It's a part of you and we're all connected to everything. So be as supportive as you can to anything that you can be supported to. Support anything you can support. Thank you again for coming. And I did mention that it was a Pride week, Pride month. Secondly, we did the Father's Day show last week. Everybody loved it. Thank you very much for all the emails I received for what we were talking about, the Father's Day. But particularly, a lot of people were impressed by the funny jokes we had to share. So thank you for taking that time to respond to it. And again, it's what we do. We just lighten things up every once in a while. Having said all that, we're going to move into welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for being here. What we talk about here is raising you to a higher level of consciousness. And I'll point out at this point that we are already at the higher level of consciousness. We just are we're unaware of it. We are the observer. We see everything. We know everything that exists here. We're just not acting accordingly. So we are at the level of being realized. We just need to know how to step out. If you were to be taken out of your culture right now and placed into another one, you'd be a bit lost and you will constantly be thinking of what it was like the days before. Therefore, the same context falls true when we're trying to step into a realized world, a conscious world, a world that we're all in charge of everything about us. We go back to thinking that we're not in control, we don't have the power, somebody else greater than us will come and dictate to us how to live our lives and eventually come and save us. We are the savior. Wake up and realize that we are the greatest. And if you were to take some time to journey down the path of attaining wisdom, that's going to increase your life. A lot of people don't want changes because it's painful or it hurts. But if you take that journey, the end of it is happiness. That's what we talk about here on the Barrington Show. We're thanking you for being a part of it. You know, I know, we're all gods. The energy that's within us, as you well know, cannot be destroyed or cannot be created. It needs to be deflected. And if you're using that energy in a negative path, maybe it's time for you to make that switch and do the adjustment. If that energy is not leading you down the path of happiness, you need to make a switch and find out how to get back. We're feeding the wrong wolf. We're feeding the energy that's tapped into the fear, and we choose consciously to live our lives with insecurity. Actually, I should have just said with fear, because it is the common denominator, the root to all the evils. We're just afraid of being exposed, being left out, neglected. And from doing that, we try very hard to become the leader, the controller, the one that's in power, and we do whatever we can. But if you knew for sure that there was a better way to live, you would walk towards it. Yes, I'll tell you, there is a better way. And if the fear is blocking the doorway, we need to figure out how to get around it. We're feeding it. We're consciously choosing to live fearful and insecure of who we truly are. You are the God. That you need to know. To wake up and realize what's in front of you is the choices that you've made. If you don't like them, if it's not working for you, now is where you make that choice, a conscious decision to walk away from it. And I will always say, there is no disgrace in sometimes cleaning your room, cleaning the people that share your space. I need to let you know, you can feel the negative energy as well as the positive energy from others, as they can feel it from you. We're connected that way. We're all the same. If you thought for sure you're going out to fight your brother, your sister, would you still want to do it? If you heard for sure there's a way to find out how to live your super best self, would you listen to it? I mean, if you're standing in a room that's engulfed in flames and it's going to eventually get you, you would walk out, jump out, run out. You would just go around it, get away from it. What we're doing in our everyday life is we're walking into obstacles that is restricting us. You would not go for a walk through the forest and walk into the trees, would you? You would avoid them. You'd go around them because they're there. They won't move for you. They're a constant for the life they live. But for you to knowingly walk into it, well, it says something special about you, but then you have to realize you can't change that. You could go around it. You can't ask it to move. It won't, because it exists. And I say all that simply because of the negativities we hear every day. We choose to deal with it, hear it, bring it home with us, make it a part of our lives. When you do that, you must be mindful that you're also bringing that home with others. The resistance that you pick up out there, you bring it with you. You are not doing justice for those who may live with you or cohabitate with you. There's a story of an old holy man walking in the countryside, and he'd been doing it for a very long time. And it started to rain, and of course the slippers on his feet were starting to fall apart. He saw a house and went to the house and knocked on the door. And the woman who opened the door said, "Oh, you're so wet and your shoes are destroyed. Come on in." And she was very kind and let him in. And she said, "You're too wet and to continue. You may as well spend the night here." And of course, this holy man was very thankful. And so he did. Before he retired, he asked if they could get him some wine and some food. And they did. The lady did that. But they were still sad, and the holy man didn't understand why the sad or the gloom. As the woman explained, and she lived with the children and some grandparents, some in-laws, the lady says, my husband is a drinker, and he goes out and drinks a lot, and he's a gambler as well. And when he comes home, if he's won, he's bought a lot of alcohol, he's going to drink it. And then we're subjected to be abused verbally and physically at times, and we this is why we're in this mood. And the holy man said, oh, I'm sorry to hear this. The lady said, can you help me? The holy man said, yes, I can. I can take care of it. They went off to bed. He went off to meditation. Eventually, the husband showed up and yelled, bang on the door and yelled, go get me my food, to his wife, that she would have done, and do this and do that. And the holy man spoke and said, I am here. I have wine. I have food. You can have it. He says, who are you? The husband said. The holy man said to him, I am. And he explained himself and said, I am on my way to this journey to do some teaching. And I'm passing through, and your lovely wife let me come in, offered me food and a place to spend the night. Very nice woman. And they all catered to him while he waited for the husband to come home. The husband said, fine. He took the food. He ate the food and drank the wine and eventually passed out. The next morning, he had forgotten everything about that night and said to this man again, the holy man, who are you? And he said, I am this person. And he explained, and the holy man said, if you carry on this way and you behave this way, you're constantly abusing your family and you're constantly gambling and taking away the money from the family, you will not go anywhere. You will not grow. You need, and you're bringing the family down as well. You need to change. The holy man continued to speak, and he realized he had the attention of the drunken father, and he explained all this stuff. Eventually, he's getting ready to go. The man was so elated. The husband said, I'll pack you up and I'll take you, I'll walk you along your way just to guide you and help you. And so he did. And they walked out a few miles. The holy man said, it's time for you to turn around and go home. He says, no, let me go a little bit further. And he did. And then so on and so forth. He just continued. And he never went home. The holy man realizes that it was time for him to leave them because they're better off without him. He was doing more destruction. This man eventually became the monk that never went home. Okay, so I had to say all that. It's a long way. I'm sorry I had to throw that in there simply to say that we have to be mindful of what we're doing to ourselves and to do to others, and we're inflicting this pain on everybody. So in that note, I will say very quickly, thank you for joining the show. Thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for being here today. To all the longtime listeners from all around the world, wherever you may be today, thank you. To everybody else, new listeners alike, welcome home. And I say welcome home simply because this is where you belong. Oh, okay. So I mentioned Pride Month in last week's show that we talked about it. I want to tell, and I know you probably have heard enough about it, this other story about an elephant. And I've told this one before, and I think it's time to say it again. And it was a class of blind students were being taught, and the teacher overheard that the elephants were coming into town that day, and she thought it'd be a brilliant idea to bring her students out to meet the elephants. And so she did, and they went out, and because they're blind, they went to the animal and they were searching and feeling and touching and, you know, experiencing this animal because they can't see it. And they went back into the classroom after, and the teacher said, okay, I need to hear your experience of what the elephant is. And as they spoke, one said, oh, it's large and floppy and thin and it moves. And the other said, no, it's like a long, slender post and it's wet at the tip. And the other says, no, it's solid post. It's straight down and the bottom is hard. And the other one says, no, it's a little round spot. And the other one says, oh, it's fluffy and it's hairy. Oh, and they described many different parts of the elephant simply by their own experience, what they had experienced. And they didn't realize, because they can't see it, is that everything is connected to the one elephant. Every different department or parts that they were experiencing, we'll talk about what we've endured as culture or religion or ways of life. But when we look into it deeply, it is still all connected. That we call spirituality. Thank you for listening. I hope you could relate to it. And we're talking today about going around things that happens to us in life. And we generally don't just go walking into the trees or into a post or occasionally a door, but we're not supposed to. The point being is that we have to find a clear path for us to gain our own success, whatever we're trying to achieve. Wake up. Try to live. Try to learn the laws of the land. We've seen in many civilizations and many groups of people, they truly respect and obey and live their lives according to the rule of the land. They don't try to fight against it. They don't try to change it, and definitely don't try to superpower over another group. The laws of the land simply will teach us how to live among ourselves, to be tolerant. Learn to be tolerant of one another is important. We don't know the laws of the land, so we have our own little package of greed, a little package of fear, big package of fear, a little package of power and wanting to control. If we knew the laws of the land, you will truly understand all things are connected. I said earlier, we are the energy, and it cannot be destroyed, cannot be created. It's already here. We're that. Every living piece of every living thing on this planet carries the same energy. You want to call it the soul, you want to call it the way of life, the vibration. We're still all connected to the same source. So when you are going out to battle with somebody, argue with somebody, disagree with somebody, you are doing this with your own self. We say, wake up. Wake up and understand. If you are all the same, we're all the same, we're all connected to the same, why are we arguing with ourselves instead of learning how to live better, happier, healthier lives? And without going through pressure, we seek to put ourselves on top of this pedestal, which comes with great danger. I was watching a documentary this week, and it talked about why a great nation like Africa would have fallen, and it simply spelled it out for me, because the one with the power, or the one with the wealth, or the ones with the wisdom or the knowledge, you're going to be a target to everybody else. If you are the rich person among the group, everybody's out to get something. They probably take it by force or try to use fancy words or pretentious ways of being your friend, and however the case may be, the one that's going to be on top will inevitably be targeted. But if we all live among the contentment within ourselves, then that would not be a probability. Wake up. Find out the laws of the land and try to live according to the laws of the land. And of course, this message or this words or those words needs to be told to everybody so they don't see you as passive, weak, and a pushover. Your strength, your real strength, comes from within. That strength came with the package that came with you when you first came to this planet, or second or third or 56 times or however many times. You have the quality that will make you that super person that you want to be. You just need to know that. You just need to wake up and get to that pedestal where you can find your inner strength to create the thing that's going to give you the path to your own happiness. And it is to love. It is to have love in the part of you that you're supposed to, the compartment that you're supposed to be storing the love or carrying the love. You have something else there. You just need to ask them to move out or evict it or kick it out, wash it out, get it out. To love is to be happy. And the longer and the more you understand the love, the more you will become in love with who you are, where all things are great. But in order to express this, you have to first experience what love is. And by trying to experience what that true love for self is, you need to remove something else that is telling you another story. So first you remove that, and it's where the insecurity lies. We have the ability, of course, all of us, to soar like the eagles, but we tend to anchor ourselves to the problems that pass us, that's in front of our path. We can go around them and not allow them to restrict us, to create resistance. And if you stay there long enough, it becomes you. But if you could still go in there, remove the anger, get to the source and figure out how to remove that, all things will blossom. It'll pop up out of the ground and beautiful flowers will grow and you will shake your head and go, wow. We are realized, we are woken up. We just need to realize that aspect of us. When you get to understand that you are your creator, you will take a step towards getting the benefits or the rewards of it. Wake up. Wake up and understand that this is the path that's going to give you that super person self, where you learn how to cure yourself, take care of yourself, happy all the time inside. You have to take the path that leads you to love for self. And if you're busy out there being mean to everybody and trying to do destructive things to other people or create this fictitious way of life, what you're doing in doing all of that is really showing others how insecure you truly are. Wake up. Take a step on the path that's going to lead you to the greatness. That is your duty. That is you. We're all connected to it. And we can't sidestep it, can't go around it, can't ignore it. It is in you. If you've got the energy, it's you. It's me. We're all the same piece. If we're not, it's hard to hear this and wake up in the morning and go, oh yeah, you're right, I'm on the path. No, you have to be able to, again, the man went to the Buddha to get inspiration and wisdom and knowledge, and the Buddha offered him a drink and got the cup put in front of him, and he started pouring a lot of water into this cup, and of course the cup is now full and it's running over, and he continued to pour and pour and pour, and the man said to the Buddha eventually, what are you doing? What are you trying to accomplish here? He says, your cup is already full, and if we pour anything else in it, it's just going to flow over and it will not serve you none, because it's going to be wasted. In order for you to attain this wonderful knowledge that you come here for, you must empty your cup and be willing to refill it with the information that's going to be more beneficial to you. On that note, let's see if we've got any emails there.
All right, folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. And if you'd like to write in with a question, a comment, a thought process, anything of the above, you can write to us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Carol wrote in and she says, good afternoon, Barrington. I love your radio show. Here is a question for you. If we know everything, how come I can't get the lotto numbers? All right, Carol, very good. Blaine wrote in. Blaine said, I heard you say you went for a bike ride. Is that bicycle or motorcycle? That's from Blaine. Denise says, love the story that you told today. I'm going to tell it to my grandkids. That's from Denise. Carl wrote in, Barrington, do we actually have the power to heal? That's from Carl. And Lasha wrote in, and let's see, she says, if we are our own creator and created ourselves, who was the first creator? Someone had to start the train of rolling. That's from Lasha. And back to you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, guys, for sending those out. And the questions are here. So let's go at it. Carol, you're probably not going to get the I shouldn't say that. You haven't received the lotto numbers simply because they're probably not destined for you. You know, it's a very slippery slope, and I don't know that your spiritual guides will know to tell you what those numbers are. I don't even think they speak. They don't speak. It's communicating in another way. So the lotto numbers, you could pray all you want, you could do everything you want, or you could keep gambling and picking random numbers or have the machine. You might, by coincidence, and I don't believe in this, such a thing, but you might be able to get those numbers that will win. But other than that, no, you can't be asking somebody for them and they'll tell you. I'm not fully convinced that anybody knows what's going to happen in the future, because our lives would obviously be much, much different. I hope you're joking about the lottery number. And I've always say this, and I will continue to say, be very careful of what you hope for. The old book says, if you seek, you will find. If you ask, you will get the answer. And if you knock, the doors will open. But sometimes we want you to be very mindful of what you're asking for, because it is intended to come to you. Is it going to make your life better? It's going to better, or is it going to make you having to be duck and hide and run away from everybody else who you may have thought were good friends? The glory of having that isn't always the glory. You need to speak to those who has walked in that shoe, in those shoes. I hope that answered your question. Oh, I went for a bike this morning. I went for a motorcycle ride this morning on my way in. I had an issue with my truck and. Okay, fine, I lost the keys. The point being, I have just decided to ride into the studio today, and it was a beautiful day, nice day. I love to ride, and yes, it was a motorcycle. Thank you for asking that. Do we have, Denise is asking if we have the power to heal. Well, before I go into that, the quick answer is absolutely, yes, we do. But a part I want to mention is that we have an amazing ability to prevent, therefore the need to heal wouldn't be necessary. But because we take ourselves down the path and we get sick, we get stressed, we get a whole bunch of illnesses that becomes us and sometimes takes our lives. Yes, we follow this method, but we have an amazing method now. Before you learn how to heal, is to learn how to prevent. Because the prevention is always better than the healing. And I'm sure you've heard that before. We do have that power, Denise. It's within us. And the truth is, you need to understand thyself. You have to know who you are and understand. And a good way, method in learning all this is to figure out real quick who you're not. That's always a lot easier. But yeah, once you get into your understanding spirituality, if you choose to live according to the life, the land, the rules of the land, then you're in a much better place to be able to figure out what's wrong, what's caused that illness, and to be able to fix it within yourself. And it's not always about herbs or medicine. And, you know, they do have all the medicine out there in the trees and the plants and everything else. And it's been there for forever. It's always been there. I was fascinated by the story of the mongoose fighting the snake. The mongoose got bit. And he ran into the woods and ate some plants. And of course, it reversed the venom from the snake. I was always fascinated by that. But he knew what to do to get to save his life or cure himself. I don't know if he was concerned about the prevention because he had to eat. That's a different show for another day. But we do have the ability, yes, to cure ourselves. And once we understand truly how the body functions. And the wisdom is out there. There's nothing out there. There's nothing in the book that's not out there. The wisdom is out there. This is why I speak a lot about meditation, exposing yourself to all that there is. If you're connected to the great wave, if you are the creator, you've created yourself. Well, if you did that, you'd know how to fix it. I tell you, if you built the car and it breaks down, you know every single thing about it because you did build it. You are your creator. You are the person that could do these things. And yes, you have that ability within you. We all have that ability within us to cure ourselves. We just need to realize that and work towards it. And if it took years to create this thing you want to be cured of, don't expect in any case that is going to happen tomorrow morning. You have to stop feeding the negative wolf and start feeding the positive wolf. open yourself up. There's a word that I just can't seem to find right now. Open yourself up to all the elements of the earth and you become a part of it. You are a part of it. You are your own creator. You created yourself. You will know everything about it. Do know everything about it and know how to repair it. Of course, where we are today, a lot of people will try very hard for us not to be able to access all that amazing healing power or cure or a lot of things. It's in their favor not to have you have it, because then you spend your money trying to get it from them. I'm not taking a stab at anybody. I'm just making an observation. You do have that ability within you to create, to heal yourself. And that was the question from Denise. Okay, so who was the first one created and who did the creation? I think a lot of it, you know, you've heard me talk a lot about Charles Darwin and evolution and did we swing from the vines like monkeys, or were we just a an animal that were evolved into what we are today? I don't know that we've came from that one piece of land and started, you know, playing the banjo dancing. It took years of learning how to adapt and how to live on the land and to become coherent. Obviously, we learned language, we became civilized, we learned math, which you should learn math because it is the key to everything. So we learned everything and we learned how to be a culture that we could tolerate and live among ourselves. And we've done that through many, many, many years, many decades, many generations to evolve to where we are. We're constantly improving. So I don't know that the one person or spiritual self in the non-physical decide, oh, you know what, I'm going to create a body and jump into it and see what happens. I'm pretty sure that's not how it worked. We have taken many, many, many generations of work, constant changes to get perfection and learn how to make tools, how to defend, how to grow, how to plant. But we're here. And you did create this. Remember, now you're the energy. When the body has been taken away, separated, when it gets too old or broken or diseased, we lay it down and we continue to move on. This is what we call the reincarnation stages of life. The energy cannot be destroyed. You studied that in grade 7 or grade 8, somewhere there. You cannot destroy it. And of course, there's no more to be, we can't create it. It just is. I am as I am. I'm a part of that. If you have that lamp that sits on your counter and it's not plugged in, you could turn that switch all you want. The light will not shine. But once we become connected to our source, we plug ourselves in to the existence or the creator that's brought us here. Yes, our light will shine. It will be turned on. It will shine. And everything will be fantastic. I hope I answered that question. And that's just what I had to say. All things are possible, but you need to know that. If you are on a path and it's not working for you, you need to figure out how to change it. You want to be a good human being for everybody. That story I told you earlier about the drunken man coming home to find the holy man in his house, I'm sure he thought he was doing just fine until others were to swing that mirror in front of him for him to take a good look at it. And eventually he realized he was doing more damage to them. Undeservingly, he moved and left them because their faith is better without him. There's a story, another one, about the elephant, and that really ties into where we stand today. You see, when we were little and we went to the circus, I wondered why, and I've heard this story, of course, and other people have said this before. It's not a story, it's a factual thing. We wondered why you're able to tie this massive elephant on a little tiny rope, and why he didn't just turned his head and snap that rope and move away and do whatever to get his freedom. Well, because when he was very young, he was tied with massive chains, and he fought and struggled and bucked and pulled and did everything to get his freedom, and he could not get his freedom. Within time, he realized that if he is tied, there's no need to try to fight to get chained, to get freedom. He will just accept it as it is. You don't need that big rope and heavy chain anymore. Just a simple little tie will hold him, and he'll tell himself that I am being restricted and I can't go any further. he's conformed to what he is today. And for the rest of his life, her life, its life, you could lead them around with this thin little rope and they won't try to resist, simply because they know committedly, consciously, that they are in this one position and this is their path. They just accept it. How many of you out there sounds like that elephant, or think the elephant sounds like you? You just accept it for what it is, not trying to insult anybody or to throw negative thoughts on you, simply because we were told things many years ago when we didn't have the knowledge and anything else to resist or restrict them from making us be or conform to the teachings of what was being said. And now we're grown up, and like the elephant, we're tied, we're stuck. We're part of something, and we know that this is it for us. Again, what would happen if that elephant would just for a moment decide he doesn't want to be here, really doesn't want to be here, and make a move and get his freedom? Yes, that will happen. That could happen. We are tied, and we believe that this is the path that was designed for all of us. It's not the case. If it's not working for you, you have the power to change it. If you tried and you did not succeed, well, you try again and try again and make that your task. We're just energy. And it's connected to all that there is. Like I said to you many times, the oceans, the waters, they're all connected. Unless it's in a glass in your house, and if you let it sit there long enough, it's found its way home. Or if you trap it in a bottle, no matter how long you live in that bottle, eventually it's going to find its way home. If we're stuck or we're tied and we think we can't do it and you give up, the worst thing you could possibly do is throw in the towels. You're not going to accomplish because you've given up on yourself. You have a 100% chance of missing out if you didn't take that shot. You don't know what you could accomplish if you should. I think it was Wayne Gretzky who said that, and I think it's brilliant. But we need to deflect. We need to change our path. We need to look at other ways through life. And if the one that's not working for us, if you're on that path to destruction, where you need to deflect. If you're on that path that's not leading you to love, you need to deflect and change. Make a change. Our pain and our suffering can be cured. But in doing this, we need to learn the laws of the land. When we see one nation conquering the other nation, it's not the way they're fighting their own brothers for whatever reason. We have the source for unconditional love and happiness and freedom. But we have to learn the laws of the land. This is what we're talking about. Have we got anything else there, sir?
And we have a couple of emails. Folks, you still have a little bit of time. InStudio101@gmail.com is our email address. InStudio101@gmail.com. And let me just refresh our screen here, Barrington, to see what we may have. And it looks like right now Scott wrote in. He said, I am enjoying your radio show from Brampton, Ontario today. So interesting. I'm just starting to get into philosophy, and I enjoy what you are teaching. That's from Scott. Thank you, Scott. Irene just writes in all caps, inspiring. So she's enjoying the show as well. Walt wants to know if you ever do any live seminars anywhere in the communities around Toronto. That's from Walt. And lastly, T. Tim says, Barrington, once in a while, I've heard you talk about your diet. I'm thinking of becoming a vegetarian, but I'm not sure. Is that what you are? And if you are, do you eat fish and eggs? That's from Tim. And back to you.
Thank you. Tim, this is an easy one. Do I eat fish? Yes. Do I eat eggs? Yes. Not very often. I like fish, but not very often. And I don't eat eggs, is just if it's there kind of thing. I don't know that I'd go out and purchase any of it. But no, I try to stay away from flesh because it's other kind of flesh because fish is the same. It's just never been a part of me. It's been proven that we do better health-wise without eating it or consuming any of it. We're doing it. We've been doing it for many, many, many years, but generations and decades. But it seems, and a lot of science now has proven that the human body was not designed to consume flesh. So I don't eat those things. You're thinking about becoming one? That's too much work. Just do it and stop thinking. Now, it's not that easy. And what I've said to people in the past, and I haven't said it for a very long time, is that you will have to change everything about your lifestyle. So instead of trying to bang and drop everything and not consume any of it, why don't you set yourself a whole 5 days and don't have anything, any of it? And then when that 5 days has been accomplished, you set your stage for another date and another date and another date. Eventually, you will develop other methods of eating. You'll develop other things to eat, and you're not so shell-shocked. But if you could cut out a window and say, okay, well, I won't do this, I won't do that. That worked. I went cold turkey. But that could work, and that has worked for a lot of people. Because the biggest question I hear every day is, if you're not going to eat this, what do you eat? And it's hard to explain to people. But listen, if there was none available, we would still be alive. We would still survive. So good on you if that's what you want to do. Oh, by the way, it does let the body run a little lighter. And you're breaking down whatever other kind of food you're going to eat a lot faster. So you will definitely get some more energy. Because I hear that like a steak dinner will take up to 12 hours for it to properly digest. And again, the entire system that I'm aware of in our bodies, we're not designed to consume flesh, and we don't have enough intestine to properly break it down, and it will impact your sleep. So if you had your dinner at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, you can assure that all the time as you're sleeping, your body is still working. I hope that answered your question. Walt, do I do seminars anywhere in and around the Toronto area? You know, I've been saying that for a very long time, that I do have the intent to go up and, spread out a little bit and do shows, seminars, hotels, whatever the case may be. And it's something that I do want to do. Right now, I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I am very busy outside of doing this show on Sundays here and Thursdays. I do run a business here in the city as well, and that keeps me on my toes all the time, and of course the benefit of paying my debts, my bills. So do I want to? Yes. If I had the time, yes. I've asked before. A lot of people are interested, and they can help and volunteer and do all these things to be a part of a growing, a moving wave. The doors are always open for that. Right now, the answer to your question is no. The answer, me adding on to it, yes, I will one day. I've been offered before, but it takes time to prepare, and I just don't have that time right now. I'm sorry to say that. It sounds very selfish, or as if I'm backing out on those who want it to happen. But and time is really difficult for me right now. There's just so much happening. Scott from Brampton, thank you very much for calling. I love the fact that you took the time to reach out and send us an email. You're loving the show. I'm very good. I'm very glad. You're thinking about getting into philosophy. And that's an amazing field, because whatever you choose to do in life is amazing because you love it. But the philosophy thing, there's no end to it. And the higher up on the ladder you go, the more you will see. And the more you climb, the higher up you go, the more you'll experience. And your body and your mind and everything spiritual in your soul is actually geared towards a philosophical view, perspective on life. And the longer you stay in it, the more it will get you on the journey for whatever it is that you seek. I don't know what that is, and I hope that you know. And if you don't know, don't worry about it. Go anyway. Take it on, because when you're in it, there's a lot of other doors that's going to open. When I was, like most teenagers in the teenagers, of course we knew everything until we get to 19 and realize, man, I don't know not anything. And of 25, you think the same thing and so on. But what I do know about being in this industry or being a part of this for so many years, you will not be able to hold on to the wealth of knowledge that's out there. You won't even see it all because it's so big and it's so broad and it's all out there. And of course, like I said, the higher up you go, the more you will see. Because you're not able to see over that fence until you're tall enough. So some of the wisdom or some of the experiences or some of the knowledge won't come to you until you've reached that level, until you've gotten to that point at exploring and going to the next level. And the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know much of anything. And, you know, but the world, the universe, it's filled with so much information. And you can open that library and sit in there and just meditate, and it comes to you. It'll send you into the direction that you seek and what you want from it and what you will do with it. Is it simply just to teach others or be an example of another? You're going to be, and I was told this many times, I'm the light that will stand to show you the way to get to your destination. Just a post, just a light. And I don't have to do anything else other than just to be that light that will show you the path that you could take for your journey. I hope this is a light for you. And please do take 1,000 steps by starting with one. Thank you all for saying all that. My name is Barrington. There's a book out there. I haven't talked about this lately, and somebody called me on it and said, why don't you say anything? And I keep forgetting. But not only that I do, I forget. I love the show so much. I love the book. I love everything about it. But, you know, I get caught up in what I'm trying to get out there. Being a light, you know, who's got time? Anyway, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It's a book that I have out there. It's interesting. You should check it out. It does give you step-by-step guidance on how to take your path or your journey through life. It's available to you on Amazon.ca. Amazon.com as well. Good book. We'll talk about it. There's a website, and thanks again to all the listeners who took the time to send us their comments all the time, but I was having a good chuckle and a good laugh this week when I was reading the response I get from people loving our show from last week and thought it was comical, and they say I should do that instead. I assure you it's not going to happen, so it's not me, but we had a good time doing it. It's past, and we're going to move on, and you'll probably hear that again another time. Get out of your own way. We're the ones, and go around it. If the obstacle's in your path, you know, we tend to stand in our own path of success because subconsciously, deep down, we're afraid to succeed. And the reason why some of us are afraid to succeed is because we're so busy being afraid to be exposed for whatever. Somebody think you're not good enough, or somebody think you're not real, you're not genuine. We're so afraid to succeed that we're trying to duck down in the bleachers and not to be exposed. But it's the fear that's within you that's telling you that you're not supposed to do this. Wake up and understand that you are powerful. And if you take your journey, your step towards this great success, no matter what it is, when you get there, the fear can't follow you there. The fear is too busy holding you back. So on your journey there, you know you're leaving it behind. So do the journey. The fear will not, you have the fear now. You're in your home and it's very, very cold. We tend to, are you outside, wherever you are experiencing this very, very cold, at that moment, we can't physically realize that this cold does not go everywhere. You change your destination, you get on an airplane and fly to the tropics, you're not going to see a lot of snow. So the point that I'm making is, if you take the journey, the fear won't follow you. The courage to take the journey is intimidating enough for the fear to back off and leave you alone. If this great fear is chasing you and you start running, it will chase you. That's what it does. You turn around and confront it, you'll see how small it is, and it will run in the opposite direction from you. We're afraid to succeed. We are living. Life is simple. It is very simple. But we choose to live in insecurities and make it constantly, make it difficult. We are the own creator of our own destination, wherever that may be. So we say, wake up. You want to start your journey. You want to be humble. You want to be good. You want to live a good life and start there. If it's not true, and I haven't said this for a while either, if it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, do not take it. And if you're doing it and you know it's wrong, stop doing it. Live this way. You are now taking the steps towards conquering all things that you're afraid of. I had a conversation this week, and I explained to somebody that I know I don't necessarily lock up my vehicle or lock up my house or lock up my anything else. I don't. And the reason I don't do that, if I were to go out somewhere, I'd walk out of the car, shut the door, and go about my business. Is because I know I don't need to think about those things, so I don't bring it in. I don't order them. Weird things happen when you do this and you don't lock up what's belonging to you. I'll never forget the story. I came home from work one day and there was a brown bag on my front porch, and I opened it, and inside this brown bag was my wallet. And I panicked, not realizing I had misplaced my wallet the morning on my way to work, and didn't even realize it was misplaced. And sure enough, somebody found it and brought it back, found the address in it and delivered it to my door. I wish I knew who that was, but it came back even before I realized it was gone. So if you are constantly thinking that it's going to get you, it is going to get you. If you are thinking this is going to happen to you, it is going to happen to you, be it negative or positive. If you think you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick. You're ordering these things to come. When you make that order in your mind, you're saying, okay, sickness, and here it comes, or illness, or fired, or all these things, whatever it may be. You're making an order for it to show up, because you're calling for it and it's constantly on your mind. So why not think that you are super healthy all the time? It will happen. It will manifest. It'll go. Be careful, though, because all our thoughts are like a boomerang. And I've said this quite a few times. When you throw them out there, man, be prepared to duck if they're not good ones, because they're coming back at you. Be mindful that you are ordering stuff without realizing it. They don't knock on your door and put a parcel in front of you and says from Amazon, but eventually you'll wake up and you don't feel well. You've ordered it. You'll go to bed and you don't sleep well. You've ordered it. People around you are backing away from you. You've ordered it. And I said earlier, please hear me when I say people could feel your energy as you could feel theirs. So in thinking of giving them a line of BS doesn't always work. When you become consciously alert, when you accept the fact and you know that you're consciously aware, you will also be able to feel other people's energy. You might be able to do it already. Be it good or be it bad, you are feeling it. Wake up. Wake up to that reality. We have a few more minutes to go. Actually, we have about five. I'll just talk to you a little bit about that some more. Do we have any other emails?
I believe your last one today, Tommy wrote in And he says, Barrington, you are always, always so positive. I don't know how you do it. And that is from Tommy.
Thank you, Tommy. And being positive, it's the way to get through your life. You have to see that your glass is always half full, regardless of where you are. You have to see the light and go towards it. Not that light, just, you know, in general, the good side of life. If your glass is always half full, you're doing fantastic. And if you're complaining that it's half empty, you're ordering the negative things to come. Thank you for that, Tommy. And positive, I try to stay positive. We do get slugs every once in a while. You get swatted here. You get that disappointing something's going to happen because life happens. And it's like the rain, I say, falls on the just as well as the unjust. Things will just happen. There was a story this week in the news about the gentleman that went into the Titanic tour thing. I'm not a big news fan. I caught bits and pieces of it. And I'm sure on the way there to their destination, none of them had the thought of that was going to happen. But it happened, and things do happen. Not to make light of it or sound insensitive towards it, but this is the life we live in. Where I live in Toronto, a big truck exploded on the 401, the next stop to mine, and it was just a disaster getting out of my place to come into the city for days. And things happen. As my son and I were driving, and I simply said, this will happen again, and again, and again, and again. Things happen. But never mind all of that. Before that, it's not your duty, your responsibility to take on these things with you. Appreciate the fact that you are a living being filled with energy on this planet, and these things are part of your existence. Much like the tree I mentioned earlier that's planted in the forest, your job is not to try to walk through it. You're in their territory. You have no choice than to go around it, maneuver your way around that obstacle or the thing that's going to restrict you. Stay positive in anything you do. See the better side of everything. Don't sweat the small things in life. And when you stand back and take a good view of it, it is all relatively small in the scheme of things. Your existence here, your time and the body that you have right now goes faster than a snap. It does. When we compare it to the length of the time that this planet has been here, the minute that you acknowledge that, be mindful that you don't want to spend any of that very short living time wasting it on something that's been just mundane and it's not going to serve you. Spend all the time you possibly can in trying to get to know who you are. Practice your meditation, learn yourself, whatever time you have left, whatever, however long we will live, the wisdom of life and all the truth exists out there right in front of you. And the tool for you to attain it is it showed up with you. Utilize that ability, utilize that strength. Make sure you understand that you're never, ever, ever stuck, regardless of where you are today. Wake up. Wake up and realize that you are fully in control of all of it. Your energy, you cannot be destroyed. Meditate on that. You are energy that makes this world function, and that energy cannot be destroyed. But if it's in a bad room with a lot of smoke and a lot of heat, you also have the ability to walk out of it, walk away from it, go around it, and do not allow it to become a part of your everyday existence. Why don't you take a chance? Again, I had a conversation and they're asking me, why don't I lock up the things that I have? You know, I said the house, the car, all these things. Why don't I lock it up and secure it and put cameras all around it? Well, the reason I don't do that is because I know that I can. And accepting the fact that that's not my faith, I'm not ordering that guy to come and take my stuff. And I would say, especially to my son, you know, if he wanted to come into this vehicle, he'll throw a brick through the window. Now I'm losing a lot more, or through the window, or wherever the case may be. Wake up and understand that you are in control and take a step towards greatness. Find love. And as soon as you discover that, if you haven't yet, you will learn how to be in love with yourself. Seek and you shall find, because it's out there. Take a journey into finding out the cause or the need for you to accept the fact that we must live according to the rules of the land. And to take from others, you're only taking from yourself. The more you take is always going to be the less of you that you have. The more you take, the less you have. Thank you for being a part of the show, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it today. We do this every week. Thank you for your support. And on that note, I'm going to wish you have a fantastic week. If you can, check out the Pride Parade. It's happening right now as we speak. Enjoy the rest of the week. We will talk soon. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.